Hey, what's going on, Quality Timers? This is a very special episode we have here. We were actually recording straight from Monster Mania 38, Hunt Valley, Maryland, 2017. It was a really fun show. I got to meet Michael Biehn. You'll hear me talk about that and about some mystery audio, which is not on this podcast. If you want to see a lot of extras from this show, go check out our Facebook page. Give us a like while you're poking around there so you can follow the latest updates and fun stuff like that. But you can also see a really cool video of when I met Michael Biehn that is mentioned in this episode many times because it was pretty much a cream dream for me. I'm not going to lie. It was very exciting, and I couldn't be more enthralled and beside myself. And, you know, they say don't meet your heroes. That is a fucking lie. You need to go meet your heroes because Michael Biehn was totally worth it, and I was very excited to share a special moment with him. So definitely check that out on the Facebook page. And while you're there, you know what? You love Quality Time. Tell your friends. You know, word of mouth is the strongest way to do the promotion that we do. We go out of our way to do online marketing and all types of stuff. But, you know, if you really like the show, please tell a friend. Tell them to tune in. We're always looking for new subscribers on iTunes as well as on followers on Podbean. So those are the two places where you can find us. And, check us out, man. We were really happy. This was a super exciting show that we were able to be part of, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We talked to a lot of celebs in this episode, so stay tuned, strap in, and enjoy the wonderment of Quality Time from Monster Mania 38.
I'm just going to do it one more time.
Podcasting. I love podcasting.
She's double fisting those mics right now. Welcome to Quality Time. Is that it? Are we welcoming everyone to Quality
Time? We're here. We're doing it.
We are at Monster Mania right now. It is not a lie. We are
welcome
live and in
Monster
the flesh.
Mania.
And our Jer Bear really came through on the alcohol. I'm feeling very confident.
Did he? Boy, have we been drinking since 10 a.m. Damn. Hot damn. I'm joined by, of course, the my lovely co-host, Miss Kimberly Ambrose.
Yay!
Hey, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm so good. This is so fun.
I'm also joined by Pogo the Clown Impersonator. And my brother, my flesh and blood, Mr. Jeremy Woodward. Jeremy.
There is no Jeremy. There is only Pogo.
Makes me so dry.
That was ridiculously loud.
So
okay.
Dry.
Very sensual, very sexual.
I am as hot as Kim.
Jeremy Woodworth, welcoming here. How are you doing, Jer?
Hey, hey! I'm feeling very drunk and like touching boys today.
Oh, my God. He never doesn't touch boys, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
but
sometimes.
Now I enjoy it and guilt-free.
We're here at Monster Mania 2017, Hunt Valley, Maryland.
What?
Guys, Kim, what are some of your thoughts and feelings? First of all, Kimberly is dressed as a very beautiful Rose McGowan from Planet Terror right now.
Nailed it. I bought a Nerf gun, I spray painted it black, and then I covered it in black glitter, and it's awesome because she asked to take a picture with me. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or as somebody would say, Planet Terror.
Yes.
It's completely wrong.
Kimberly, I got to be honest.
I mean Grindhouse.
Kimberly, I got to be honest with you. I doubted this costume. Okay?
I've said it before. I'll say it again. Doubting Kim Ambrose is a motherfucking mistake.
It is. And I was wrong. I was wrong on that because I thought about what you were doing and I was like, this is never going to work. It's never going to work. And you showed up. And it looks legit.
Lo and behold.
It's real legit right
now.
Dude,
the pictures look good. It looks like I am missing a leg, legitimately.
You are missing a leg. She actually cut her leg off to make this work tonight.
You know what Kim Ambrose makes me feel like in this costume?
What's that?
A boy rapist?
She makes me feel like Chris Cornell because I've been outshined.
Oh.
Yes.
Outshined! Outshined!
Outshined! Yes, you have been.
How you been?
Hey,
how
are you doing,
you?
Sir?
Y'all.
People are coming right up to our table.
Hello, mister.
Say something on the Quality Time podcast. You're live.
five.
Are you doing all right these days?
Yeah, I try to get a fresh boy into my crawl space every day.
What's your name, sir?
Sheldon Wiseman.
Sheldon, nice to meet you, sir.
Very
thank you.
I like your wolf t-shirt. Pleasure. You should take our card and throw it away. There you go. That's for you.
Are you into the spirit of the wild?
Spirit of the wild. I'm Cookie, with the spirit of the wild.
Give him the mic.
Are you a Ted Nugent fan?
Yes.
Nice.
Are you a fan of Bob, what's his name, who Ted loves, and the Fred Bear?
Fred Bear?
Yes.
The one that's off of wrestling?
Yeah. No,
the Fred Bear in the hunting song, the Fred Bear song.
No, that one.
Okay. No, it's one of the last Ted Nugent hits of the last 20 years.
You don't know Fred Bear from Essex? What the hell?
Do you sing those?
I think I can. What is the chorus of the Fred Bear?
Fred Bear.
Fred Bear, you Fred hunted Bear until you killed an antelope.
Fred Bear.
Yeah.
Fred Bear.
Fred Bear, you hunted until you killed the...
He's nailing it. He's nailing this right now.
Cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
Cat scratch fever. You take your... I can't do
that. You can talk the dirty talk if you want. We're saucy.
Don't worry. You can be as dirty and nasty as you want. Well, thanks, Sheldon. We appreciate you coming by, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Come and check us out.
Who did you come to see this weekend?
You.
He came to see Pogo the Clown.
Hell yeah. I like it. In honor of the new show, Young Sheldon, we have Super Old Sheldon.
Yes.
It'd be interesting to be on the hunt. I mean, because you're very famous, you know.
Very famous.
Very famous, Pogo the Clown.
Next to Dahmer and Bundy. So.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think you're famouser.
It's the clown that sells the killings, so.
Yeah, I like clowns, you know.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Fist pump. Put the fist pump on him again.
Enjoy. Heck yeah.
Yeah, y'all enjoy yourselves.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Have a good weekend,
thank
Sheldon.
Thank you.
Hey, is this going to be posted?
Yeah, it's going to be posted. We'll put it up. Thank you, Sheldon.
Yay, Sheldon.
You're a star now. Woo! You're a star. You're a star. Sheldon, the star.
You're going to get downloaded by 22 people.
Oh, yes.
I like that Jeremy keeps handing his own mic over to people when we have a fourth mic.
We have one.
Where is the fourth mic?
It's sitting right there.
One more thing.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Keep them coming.
Done.
Thank you.
We're going to keep them coming.
As
keep
rapists coming. Are one to do.
Keep them coming.
I didn't
coming.
See the fourth mic. I'm retarded.
It's okay.
Here, take
it's
our card. Throw that away.
Well, you should have handed him the mic so he could actually hold on to it.
I like that. Kim just handed a card to a guy that looks like a mix of Johnny Depp mixed with Neil Danzig.
He really does.
He's
Did
a
you
perfect.
Say Neil Danzig?
Oh. Yeah, not Glenn.
No.
Neil Danzig. Yeah. Yes, his brother.
That's actually Sven Ganzig we just met. Sven Ganzig.
He sings the song Father.
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 Aaron, you just met Michael Biehn.
I did. I just met Michael Biehn moments ago.
Holy shit.
And maybe we'll splice in some of the audio that I got from it.
Yes.
But,
Real Navy SEAL fans call him Michael Biehn.
Michael Biehn?
Yes.
I'm just
trying to get past the Joe Robinson correction. So.
Yeah? I didn't ask him how to properly pronounce his name. I've always known it as Biehn, though.
All right.
I think you should kind of like sing say it like Michael Biehn.
Well, you know the real way to pronounce his name is Biehn.
Thank you. That's my bad Joe Robinson impression.
I'm a big fan of his work so far, and I had a really good interaction with him. I got to sit down for a good like 5-6 minutes.
Traded jokes.
He enjoyed your joking, and I just had the camera on him while you were telling your jokes. So.
Yeah, I'll share some of the audio that I pulled from Michael Biehn on the pod, and it was really good, man. He loved it. We laughed a lot. We shared it. We met Michael Bean's wife, who is apparently also famous. Jeremy asked
of
this
25
question.
25 years.
What was her name? Let me look up her name real quick.
Shard LeBlanc.
Yeah, Shard LeBlanc. Her name is Shard.
I'm almost
understand
close.
Something real quick. We're in the line for Michael Biehn, and Shard LeBlanc Biehn is right here. And she goes, he's just like, oh, do you think they're together? I was just like, no, she took the last name Biehn because they're dating. They just met tonight.
Things are moving really fast.
This is a real thing that Jeremy asked her. He's like, so are you guys together?
I didn't ask her that. I asked you.
Hey, we all know this is the magic of Hunt Valley.
It is. You don't know what happens down here. You find somebody with the same last name, good looking. We don't question if we're related or not. We just start fucking.
Dicks and badges.
I already had the one shame today because I thought that Michael Devoff from Wishmaster was actually in Ladder 49, and I was 100% wrong. So, because well, I'm a moron.
It wouldn't be your first time.
He looked a hell of a lot like that actor.
Although, can I say,
was.
Thank you for bringing alcohol. Cheers.
Hell yeah.
Nailed it today.
Hells
nailed it.
Yeah.
Cheersies. Mm-hmm.
We'll work for beer.
That is. That is true. So it's been pretty good. Immediately when Kim showed up here tonight, she got summoned by the very
Rose McGowan.
Big name actress Rose McGowan. You were
Holy
summoned.
Shit. Yeah, I was requested.
Yeah.
What
happened? Tell us a little bit about your interaction with
so
Rose McGowan.
So she was directing the person taking the picture on how she wanted the picture to be taken. And she was like, frame it up like this, do it like this. And I was asking her, like, do you enjoy Baltimore? Are you comfortable? Mm-hmm. I kind of went into Magoobie's hostess mode when a headliner comes in. I was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need anything? Are you comfortable? And she was kind of focused on the task at hand. She was like, you look great. And I was like, oh, my God, that was amazing.
And what you wanted to hear was pumpkin spice latte. So
what I wanted to hear was her be like, we can totally take a picture and do a quality time plug. But she didn't, you know, she didn't foresee that. But we're gonna get it.
I think so. You're playing the long game. So you're going to try to catch up with her in a little bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to play the long con. I feel like people are asking a lot of her, and she's charging a high price. I think if I can get in on the ground level of, hey, you took a picture with me. Hey, it's you again. Hey, do you think I could get...
If I give you $50, will you go back and request that she pay you $50 for the picture from earlier? Just go up there. Just like, actually, I'm comedian and Kim Ambrose, and people never paid me for the picture we took?
Yeah.
By the way, I will shit my pants.
That's
go do that.
Actually amazing. I don't even know my own worth. So Jeremy, Malcolm McDowell, I got to talk to him with Jeremy, and he said, Jeremy was like, you want to touch her gun leg?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Malcolm was like, yeah, I totally do. And I said, it's $2 to reach up higher. And
yeah.
He goes, $2? You should be charging $100. I don't know my worth, you guys.
You are a very classier whore than I am used to,
yes.
Kim Ambrose. I am Malcolm McDowell.
Hold out for at least a trip to the goddamn Red Lobster, Kim, okay?
I was in a Clockwork Orange. I am British. I want to touch up your leg.
After you guys came back to the table, after you saw Malcolm McDowell, I went to the bathroom. I start taking a piss, and guess who's sauntering right up next to me?
Ooh,
also
oh
taking
God.
A piss? Malcolm McDowell.
Holy Jesus.
So I'm pissing right next to Malcolm McDowell in there. You know I looked, right?
Yeah,
like, I had to look.
How was it?
It was a very standard penis.
That's awesome.
Very standard.
Good for him.
It wasn't, listen, not blowing you away.
Yeah, no.
It's a very just regular dick.
In my experience.
Not old looking either. Look,
yeah, oh.
His dick looked 20 years younger than he did.
Highly lotioned.
Hands
a lot
down.
Of lotion going
yeah.
on there. Nice. In my experience, it's a blessing to be at standard level.
It was definitely the other weird thing, and I guess this is just maybe because you're a celebrity or you're used to this, Kim. He definitely saw me looking over at his dick and just went, just kind of looked like
right.
he gave me like a little shrug, like, well.
So wait a minute. It's $50 to get an autograph, but free dick looks?
Yeah, you get free dick looks, though. So.
Is oh my it, God!
Am I in the wrong for trying to look at Malcolm McDowell's
no.
dick? I mean, it just was there.
Come
it was.
On.
Just, it's not like I purposely went in there to see it.
First
I was
of
just
all,
like, well, it's right here. I might as well see if I could just go peek.
I will
it.
Look at a dick even just because it's British. You got a twofer. He's on TV.
Excuse me. Would you like to look at my dick?
I did pussy out, though, because my favorite thing to do is weird people out at a urinal.
And yes.
Is to when I go and peek at somebody's dick, I go. Hey, nice cock. Like that? I didn't do it for Michael McDowell.
Oh, no.
I froze
you gotta,
up.
Yeah, you got to, yeah. Can,
although that would have been funny, though.
Can
would have been funnier.
Can I say that Kim had me when she said, in my experience of looking at dicks, so.
It's a long tenured history of dick watching.
It is. It is. I'm tenured. Totally.
When you look at a dick and try to think, yeah, monster
yeah.
truck. Monster
yeah.
truck. So.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? There's a small child that's wandered over here.
Do you want to say
you?
Something?
Would you? And she's
all right.
gone.
No.
Bye.
She's
I
like that she
gone.
Was. She was naturally attracted to your clownness, though. She wanted to check
so
you out.
So horrifying, and
she
I hate it.
She better learn how to play. She's gone.
She's gone.
She's gonna get molested if she doesn't pick up some trust issues.
I was walking down the hallway, and after I left the restroom, I saw. I saw Malcolm McDowell and then walk out, and hang out with the female Cenobite.
Oh, nice.
And they were just buddying it up.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that cool that they're best buds?
That they're in a hallway together?
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's not just that. They're like, hey, what's up? And they're just like, hey, what's up? Hey. And they're like, yeah, let's hang. Let's do it. They're celebrity friends.
Yeah.
They're horror movie celebrity friends.
Well, I'm sure they feel equally shitty about themselves having to be in Hunt Valley for a weekend. So they're probably like bonding over that.
It's got to be tough, right? Like, this isn't the highlight of your week.
I find that so offensive that you can be in Baltimore as opposed to being in Delaware.
What's up, guy? So. Who are you here to see?
We got a random guy.
Just everybody.
What's your name, random guy? Get up on the mic. Get close so we can hear you.
Scott.
Hey, Scott. Welcome here.
You can pull it close to you.
You can pull it away.
Go ahead. We have an extra foot.
Yeah, we got some feet.
Oh, okay. You're on the cord there.
Well, there's Sheldon.
You're on the Quality Time podcast
right
now. You're just here to see everybody
in
general.
Yeah, I just came here. I seen a couple people and I met them and saw them walking in. What's the guy, Pinhead's name?
Doug Bradley.
Yeah, I saw Doug Bradley. Walking by.
Hey, can I tell you a question?
I haven't seen him yet.
I went to the urinal and I was pissing next to Malcolm McDowell and I peeked at Malcolm McDowell's dick. Is that weird? Should I have not done that?
Hey, I mean, it is what you're in. I mean,
he had a very standard cock.
Yeah. Like, he's still a man. He's still a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait.
So I saw Malcolm McDowell's dick. That's better than a picture in my eyes, right?
Agreed.
Like, might be.
How many people have said they've seen a famous person's dick?
If you could see any celebrity's dick, whose dick would you like to see? You can let out your feminine side. It's okay. We're not judgmental.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
He said Rose McGowan's dick. That's the one he wants to see the most.
You know my answer? Rod, not Rod Sterling. Who's the basketball player?
Rod LeBron James?
No, the one with the funny hair.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, yes.
Yeah.
Because he broke his dick at least 3 times having sex with women.
Yeah, that is a true story. He broke
his
dick.
3 times.
Did he have bitches with vagina corners? What was that happening?
It's called not enough lube, and his dick is probably like a foot long.
It's weird. I actually only bang puss that has 90-degree angles. It's a weird thing I'm into.
To the left only. It's a non-New Jersey situation. To the left
it's
only.
It's either that or John Wayne Bobbitt because he had it all cut off. You know?
Yeah, that's like...
It's just curiosity. I'm not gay. Just because you suck a couple dicks for money sometimes doesn't make you gay.
Exactly. Okay? That just makes it fun.
No judgments.
Well, thanks for dropping into our show, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your time, man. We all have earphones on. We can't hear you unless you speak into the mic.
I was looking for... there was a movie. There was a guy who was downstairs, a vendor, not too long ago. And he was, it was a clown. It was a short film.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was, I know I seen you earlier and I was thinking.
That was probably like an indie film or something, right?
Nice.
I was checking if it was you earlier, but I think it was.
No, I'm not the real Pogo. I'm not that big.
Is that what it was?
I'm not the real Pogo, so.
Please.
Not the wrestler.
Not all clowns look alike, sir. Okay, you're being very judgmental.
Jerry,
clown lives matter. There you go.
I take a knee with you know all the clown deaths that are going on. So
every Sunday,
yeah,
yes.
So. I only salute the clown flag. So
the clown. Well, thanks for dropping in, man. We appreciate you guys.
Good night.
God bless.
Check out our pod, and you're on it now. So now you have to look. You have to listen. Yeah, it's just on the back of the card. You can check it. We're on Podbean and iTunes.
You check us all out. You put in the 50 number code, and then you get your free podcast.
There's nothing. There's no freeness. But
it takes like 20 minutes to put the code in, and then you have to submit a blood sample. And a month from then, you get to hear the podcast. So.
It's really easy.
We tried to make it as easy as possible. Yes, we got one listener out of this event.
I'll tell you what, my tits are strapped up like a couple of canaries in a cage right now.
Yeah, let's talk about your outfit a little bit here,
Kim,
because
this.
Homemade.
Them some bitches are like pressed up against
pressed
you.
I busted out the chicken cutlets is what I did. I got the chicken cutlets that I use, the inserts for the Sing for Your Life to look pregnant. Just busted them bitches up a bit. They're closer to my chin where they should be.
I mean, first of all, you look stunning.
Thank you. Stop it.
Brian is going to be so mad when he sees
so
all the pictures.
So jelly.
All the black hands that were on you groping you hour after hour.
But it's good, man.
Even though he is a gangster rapper.
I was going to get him. I didn't get him.
Future wife material.
Wait a minute. The guy from the Creature of the Black Lagoon is here, correct?
He looks amazing.
Yes, Rico Browning.
How old is he? He's got to be like 90 years
dirt.
Old.
He's got to be old as dirt, yes.
How?
There were two creatures. He is actually the swimming creature.
Oh.
And the other creature died.
Hmm.
The walking creature.
Oh, man.
He swam his ass off, and he's in good shape even till now.
So they have two. I didn't know. Why wouldn't they just. What could the. Could the swimming creature not handle the walking part, or what?
Well, swimming only.
Well, you know, you get your stand-ins, and you have your actors, and your stunt doubles, and, you know, he was still the creature.
I just like it. I just like that he, what did he get on set, and he was just like, actually, I'm only the swimming creature. Any on-land shot's going to cost you extra. And we're like, fuck this guy. Bring in Johnny. He's the walking. He's a professional walker. We got this.
Okay, the Creature of the Black Lagoon had a sequel. Can you name the actor in the first scene?
Actor in the first scene.
In the sequel. Otherwise, he's been in other movies since then. Can you name the actor?
Michael Biehn.
Nope, that would be Clint Eastwood. Before he was in any big film.
What?
Yes. That's a good call.
And he had a big bouffant even back then. So.
No way.
Nice.
Yes.
Hot. Nice.
So if you ever see Clint Eastwood, you'd be like, hey, aren't you that guy from the Creature from the Black Lagoon? You'd be like, shut up, punk. You ever mentioned those movies that I did when I was young? I'll kill you.
I'll rip your balls
and
off.
And eat your liver.
One time somebody said I was from the Black Lagoon, and I actually drowned him in a Black Lagoon. Right,
as long as it's
that.
Not an Asian lagoon, am I right?
Yay!
Okay, I want to hear Clint. I want to hear Kim's Clint Eastwood impersonation. Yes.
Okay, let me muster it up. Okay, wait. Oh, let me get it going. All right. Hey, how many guns do you think? How many bullets do you think I got in this gun over here? Huh? Forget about it. I got a gun full of bullets over here.
Still better than Eric's. So
was that better? Was that better than mine? I don't know.
I think it was pretty close. Close dead on. I couldn't tell the difference.
I think when you're doing Clint Eastwood, you just talk through your teeth like this.
Pretty much. You just like you're real mad about it.
Like you're grinding your teeth at all times.
Like you're pooping and you're not happy about it.
What are we gonna do about the Dark Tower?
I don't know. I don't know if Clint Eastwood has unflexed his neck muscles in 3 decades. Honest to God.
Right.
That's
do you
a
think
real.
He's ever woken up and gone and checked his neck real quick to see if it's still flexed?
Oh, gosh, I almost unflexed my neck for 10 minutes last night when I reached REM sleep. Luckily, I have a little timer whenever the neck flexing stops
it's Ash.
Wakes me back up.
Hey, Ash.
Did you want to talk on our podcast?
Yeah.
We got Ash from Evil Dead.
Must I say I am mesmerized by your nipple?
You are mesmerized by my nipple?
Yes.
It has that power.
Kind of glorious.
My gracious.
You're bringing out the gay in me, so.
I have that effect
you
on men.
You didn't bring it out. It was already here.
It was already
you
there.
Just, you, you helped it flourish.
Now, can I ask, are you the Evil Dead 2 Ash or the Ash versus the Evil Dead?
Great
Evil Dead 2 Ash because I'm
you're
not
so
old
young
to be Ash versus Evil Dead yet.
Ah,
yeah,
fair
and,
enough.
You know, I... take a look at the photos from the shoot and all that. Like, how can I get this like close enough to be just right? You know.
Yeah.
How much work going into your chainsaw hand?
I just bought it off of eBay.
Yes. The work is cosplay.
The work is in finding the right one for me. Because, you know, I cannot really make anything. I'm one of those cosplayers. I just can't make stuff. But I will do my best to find people that can and to get it right. Just
know your place.
Perfect. You know, I mean, I have mad respect for people that can make their own cosplays. I'm
God bless them.
Wowed by it.
Yeah.
Can I say my favorite part of Ash versus Evil Dead is the reveal when he takes his clothes off and he has your outfit under his clothes that he'd been hiding.
Yeah.
And the chainsaw goes onto his hand, of course.
Just
so.
Like,
immediately.
Oh, it looks so good.
Like he knew this day would come. The bastards are back.
I checked out the chainsaw. It's very high quality made. It's pretty much a real chainsaw. Just doesn't have the motor.
All blood.
It really
just has blood everywhere.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. It really
is
looks
it heavy?
Good.
It
also,
looks heavy.
Oh, it's got some weight to it. Also has its own sound effects, too. It has
ooh.
A button inside.
Wow. Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
That was worth every dollar.
Heck yeah,
yeah,
man.
And for other reproductions you can find online, this was a good price. It was like only like $250 or so, I think, roughly, with shipping.
Nice.
And other ones, they can go for double this.
Yeah, because in Bitcoin, that's like $700.
So I'm like, wow, somebody might have done a cosplay before, and now they're selling it. And like, that's... gold for me if I can find something like that.
Just okay. Are you ready to do the signature line?
Which one? There is a
There's
lot
only
of signature
one.
Lines.
There's only one.
Tell him what to say, and then
Groovy.
He'll say it.
There you go.
Groovy.
Groovy. Nice. Yeah.
I'm guessing that's these things.
Finish us out.
Finish us out? Yeah. Well, only way I can finish us out. Hail to the king, baby.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Hell yeah. Thanks, cosplayer. Thank Ash.
God
you
bless
rock,
you,
dude.
Cosplayer Bruce Campbell.
Heck yeah. Guys, why don't we take a brief commercial break?
Let's take a little
and when
burger.
We come back, we'll see if we can get our tarot cards read.
I love
Does that
it.
Sound like a plan?
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalan, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit, don't miss it.
Debuting October 8th at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. Tickets are on sale right now. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Hi, this is Doc Bradley. You're listening to Quality Time, and you better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
All right, we are back, Quality Time, live from Monster Mania, and by live I mean recorded and listening to 3 days later. Welcome back, Quality Timers. I'm joined by this is literally the lady at the table next to me, and I forget your name. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Belle.
Belle.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, Belle. And tell us a little bit about your table here.
Absolutely. So what I brought here is I'm selling magical charms that have all been blessed with pagan magic to kind of draw in these energies. For example, just to name a few, we have positivity, a hex breaker, and like a love charm.
Nice.
I'm also doing tarot readings, which is the big draw to our table.
Yes.
So we can see into your future.
I'm excited.
So
we're going to get two tarot card readings. We're going to get one for me and one for Miss Kimberly Ambrose here.
Hell yeah.
Kim,
yay.
How are you? I'm ready. Let's. What do I do? Sit here?
No.
Okay,
so
what do I have to do?
It's going to be hands on. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to really focus on a question that you'd like answered.
Okay.
This can be in regards to anything. Wealth, success, courage, like dreams that you're aspiring to, future love life, anything. Or just like a general reading, like how is my life going to turn out?
Okay.
Like, will it be the way that I want it to be?
Okay. All right. And I just focus on that. And then the cards will tell me what you see for that question that I'm focusing on.
Yes.
All right.
So what you'll do is you'll focus on that question and you'll shuffle them. When it feels right, like they've been shuffled and the cards have their answer. Hand them back to me.
Okay. Now, I have to have my question ready before I touch the cards. Is that how it works?
No, you can pick them up and then just focus as you're shuffling.
Okay, let me focus. I'm going
to
shuffle these cards.
Do you
want
me to hold your mic?
Here, hold the mic.
Every day I'm shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling. Every day I'm shuffling.
You're much better at shuffling than I am, and I've been working with cards for 10 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My mom said I was always a good shuffler.
All right, I got it. I got my question. I got my question now.
Awesome.
And
you can keep it a secret?
Okay.
Or you can tell me. Maybe you should tell me afterwards.
I think you tell. Let's do the reveal afterwards about what my question was. And I have it. I'm focusing on it right now. Okay.
All right, great. So we are doing a three-card spread. And so what we're going to do is we're going to draw the first one, which are the past influences of the current question that you're having answered.
Okay.
Then it's going to be the present circumstances. And then finally, we'll end with what we have in the future.
Okay.
So the first one that we have is the Three of Pumpkins. The Three of Pumpkins means that something has come to fruition. Something that you have planned to do has manifested in the way that you had hoped to do.
Okay.
However, It's in the reverse. So it means that it's not quite complete. Something that you thought had been completed isn't quite to where you really had thought it was going to be or had wanted it to be.
Okay.
So that may have been a recent change where you discovered maybe this isn't quite what I wanted, or maybe this needs to change a little bit.
Okay.
Which
so far we're right on par with the question I have. Okay.
Good.
Right on par with it.
Perfect. That leads us to justice, which is, again, the present situation. Justice means, of course, justice itself, but it also means that there's going to be some balancing acts between a couple of different forces at play.
Okay.
It's really focusing on making sure that they are evenly consulted, I guess, to make sure that they're you're not giving too much of your time or your thought to one thing over another,
right,
so that this balancing act becomes imbalanced,
okay,
so to speak.
I got it. So I need to balance it. Hasn't happened yet. I'm balancing it. And now tell me the future.
So the future is not bleak, but it's not great. We've drawn the Five of Pumpkins, which typically means that there's been some great loss.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is in the reverse, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. It typically means, if it were in the upright position, it would mean hard times, such as illness.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily illness, but there's like loss, illness, hard times in general. But it is in the reverse. So this could be, rather than hard times, there may be a bit of a rocky path ahead. There could be, rather than achieving that goal you're hoping to, it looks like you're going to be making some adjustments.
Could it be a rocky gorge path?
I got to be honest with you. This is a very accurate reading.
Okay?
And I'm going to tell you why. The question I was asking myself and what I wanted answered here today is, will my wife ever allow me to penetrate the anus?
Interesting.
The answer has, in the past, always been no. Currently, not going great. Currently, we tried to knock on that door last night. We revisited that question. Instantly shot down.
Not happening.
And when she said the future is bleak, accurate again, because she is very, she's steadfast.
Oh,
I've tried
God.
All forms of alcohol, liquor, that's never worked out for me. It's always a big, solid no. So I got to be honest with you. You're goddamn, you are tapped in to the force right here, okay?
Nice.
This is legit.
Using the powers of the universe to conjure anal sex.
I wanted to hear an answer, and she didn't give it to me. It was accurate. It's not. I'm not ever going to penetrate that
I'm
hole.
Excited now.
Oh, my God. Kim, get ready to have your dick blown away.
All right, let's switch
chairs.
That's
the first time anyone has ever asked that question.
I gotta move my gun.
Oh, really? I thought it was a common place. That isn't. We're going to do a tangled mess as we switch.
All right, we're switching
seating. Kimberly Ambrose, now
I'm
in the
not,
hot seat.
I can't tell you what I'm asking, though.
Okay.
Yes,
so
you keep it in.
Secret to the grave.
I'm a secret to the grave. Here, hold this while I shuffle, because I shuffle like a goddamn professional.
Kimberly Ambrose, now shuffling the cards. She's going with a classic method of just pulling some of the cards out, inserting them back in repeatedly within the deck. What kind of cards do you look for in a reading? Like, what's good? What are bearers of good news?
Oh, it depends. I guess, well, the Star is a really good one. That typically means that there's going to be a lot of generosity. I mean, it also depends on their position. The Emperor is a good one. It really depends on where they fall in the reading and the context in which they're pulled. But some cards you'd want to avoid are the obvious, like the Devil can signify hopelessness or ignorance. However, Death is one that's kind of ambiguous. Mm-hmm. Death can mean a sudden stop or a sudden transition. So it's really...
I would take the devil to mean a good thing, because the devil wants you to be happy and Satan wants you to be consenting and love yourself and free.
Yeah, he means, I guess ignorance is in a lack of knowledge, which can sometimes be good.
The bringer of light, a.k.a. Lucifer, yes.
Yeah. So it could definitely be, it's definitely contextual a lot of times. So it's hard to say what's bad. Like, some bad ones that you don't want to see in the upright position are like the Eight of Swords, or in this deck, the Eight of Bats. So that's usually not good.
So in other words, to quote Joe Dirt, home is where you make it. You like to see homos naked.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What card is the equivalent of getting the Star in Super Mario Brothers?
In what?
In Super Mario Brothers.
I don't know.
The Star, where where you can walk through and make people explode out of your path.
That's a good question. I don't know that there's quite a card for that.
Oh, really? I'm surprised that that wasn't a real card. Oh,
there's
well.
Only one person that draws those cards. That's Chuck Norris.
All right, Kimberly, Kimberly, do you have your question now?
I did. I wanted to refocus my energy.
All right,
so
refocus your energy. Stop fucking around.
I'm
this
not,
is serious,
you
okay?
Stop fucking.
All right. So let's see what we have. So in the past, we had the Five of Bats.
Uh-oh.
We have Temperance in the center, which is the present. And then we have the Nine of Imps, which
Ooh.
Is the Nine of Wands. And
so the first two were upside down, and the last one is right side up.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the Five of Bats, in the past, it looks like there was a lot of open defiance.
Mm.
Maybe not, but that because it's in the reverse, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think that's more of a positive sign. This is typically some thievery or sneakiness in general.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, like I said, it does represent generally deception and not necessarily a bad thing, but maybe getting away with something, especially
okay.
because this is in the reverse. I don't think the negative connotation is quite as strong as it normally would be.
Interesting.
The Temperance, again, right side up, Temperance means a pursuit of knowledge and typically coming to terms with something.
Mm.
I wonder if there may have been a little bit of imbalance recently to kind of reverse this card. So it doesn't mean the pursuit of knowledge, but maybe straying away from that rather than accomplishing that.
Mm. Okay, okay, I'm putting things together. Okay.
Awesome. And then in the Nine of Imps, this typically means that there is some protection going on, especially from the community within this deck.
Yes.
Yes. So maybe some friends and family or typically the people you surround yourself with.
I'm going to go more with the, what is it, the ethereal realm?
Yes.
Has been presenting me with a lot of protection.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, okay, so we're honing in on that. Gosh, what does that mean? Okay, so for the future, I'm just going to take that to me. I'll decide what it means.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb on this.
Yeah.
New boyfriend at this show. I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Not Mr. Callahan. He can't be done.
I'm going to take this to mean that, yea, though I have gone through the Valley of the Shadows, there are protective forces getting me to that next step.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, high five. Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. I love it.
So
my God.
Kimberly, what was the question?
I can't tell you.
What? You're not going to share it with it on the pod?
No, I'm not going to give my energy away.
What the hell's the point
of this whole thing? I'm not going to give my energy away.
Did I fuck it up by sharing mine?
You fucked it up.
Well, then my answer was no, so that means I'm really going to get yes now because I fucked it up.
You get to have fun sex!
Yay! Wow, tarot is weird.
Yeah,
okay.
I like it. You're good at this.
Awesome. Well,
dark, dirty, dirty tunnels where you're going to enjoy yourself in the dark, dirty tunnel. That's my read. You having sex with your girl with the anal. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It is foretold in the cards that things will be inserted.
Nice.
I like it that my real reading, this is how it'll turn out, that now because I fucked up the energy, I will get anal, but it will be my lady on me.
Yes.
Right? Like
yes.
I'll get pegged.
You can't always. No. Get what you want. But if you try sometimes, you just might find getting fucked in the butt.
You get a butt in your knee.
What is your thing? Can we plug? Let me see here. What can
Sorry?
We plug for?
Oh, yeah.
Plug for you?
Oh, yeah. Nine of Pentacles.
Nine of Pentacles, tarot reading, and bewitched charms on Facebook at facebook.com/9ofpentacles. That's the spelled out, nine. Instagram at 9ofpentaclescharms. And on Etsy, etsy.com/9opentaclescharms. Hell yeah.
Heck
yeah.
Thank you
for letting me read for you. This was a very interesting reading. A lot of firsts.
Listen, that's what we try to do. We try to be groundbreaking in our talk and interestingness. This is the first time you've ever interviewed somebody with a gun leg.
Hey,
it's the first time somebody's ever asked about their anal future.
Very true.
It's another one. Kim's keeping her question to herself. That I don't like.
It's a secret.
We're on a podcast. This was the whole point of it was to reveal. I'm not going to be mad about it, though. I'm not going to be mad at it because that's your choice. Jeremy is actually legitimately scared to get a tarot reading. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, you're not into it?
He's not comfortable. Oh. Look at him. He's like, not doing it.
That's interesting.
He doesn't want to learn.
Oh, so you'll dress as a rape and murder boy clown, but you won't fucking get your tarot cards right.
He's joking about it, but he's like, I don't want her to discover my demons. He's legitimately scared that it will uncover the evil
Jeremy,
within
you're
him.
On the internet.
Yeah.
We already know your demons.
Yeah, we know the demons. So that was awesome. Thanks so much for being on our show.
And, thank you for having me.
And we're not going to go anywhere. We're hanging out like for the next couple of hours anyway.
If she excises my demons, what kind of talent am I going to have after that?
Yeah, don't. Don't he thinks it's all him. Little does he know.
He doesn't want to blow his load.
Sweet, sweet Satan just blessing him constantly. So I guess let's take another quick commercial break. When we return, we'll be back with more Quality Time live from Monster Mania.
Oh, welcome back, Quality Timers. It is I, Southern Gentleman Panda, back to lubricate your eardrums with the sweet bass vocal chords of a singing panda lawyer from down south. As you know, this is the show that you not only want, that you need, that you desire. But let me tell you something, the folks over here at Quality Time sure could use you. If you could go ahead and click on the iTunes and subscribe to the channel, we would certainly appreciate that. But most importantly, give us a 5-star rating, even if you don't even think we're that good. We will read your 5-star rating on the air. So get creative, Quality Timers. Go ahead and put up a soliloquy or a haiku. Hell, just shit on your best friend and we will read it aloud on the podcast. As long as it's not like openly racist or bigoted, it's pretty much on point. We will read it. Or maybe we'll read it even if it is that and shit all over you. It'll be a hell of a time. Tune in, do it, get on the iTunes, get on the Podbean, do the subscribing and the following, and that's what we need the most. God bless you, and now we return back to our regularly scheduled programming.
This is Curtis Armstrong, and you're listening to Quality Time Podcasts.
We're at Monster Mania. We're walking around now. We're trying to catch some on-the-fly interviews. Hopefully we can just, guilt and pressure people into giving us what we want here. I apologize for shoddy audio, but we're doing our best for you.
Beelzebub girl, right there. Right there.
Nice.
She's in Dicknado.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
did
she
you,
is.
Did you want to talk about Dicknado?
What has Dicknado done for you
Mr.
in your
Gacy
life?
Will show all
Dicknado has done a lot for my life.
Hell yeah. How did you get involved with the project?
Well, really what it came down to was I saw the title of the project and that Bill was casting, and I was like, I fucking have to.
Yes. Yes, you're down like a basement.
Yes.
Which ties us all in together.
Beelzebub is another word for Satan. That's why we like his name.
You have cool stuff. You're super hot, too.
Oh, hey, thanks. You are, too.
Stop it. No, keep going. Thank you.
She's used the word cutlets a lot today. What was her name? By the way, she has candy nipples.
Oh, my God. Candy nipples.
So you could say you're sucking on her nipples.
You're a brave woman. You're ripe to have a stalker.
All over the movies, they're on the book covers here. They're in photos. People have seen my nipples over and over again, so I figured why not let them taste them, too.
I feel like you're for America.
Yeah.
Freedom, nipples.
I'm totally American.
Yes.
All the way.
Yes. Let the nipples out.
Right.
Fuck it. Europe is like 80 years ahead of us in nipples.
I mean, I like to think of my nipples as free range. They like to just fucking do what they want. They want to, like, flap
Don't
around.
Tell
like,
her
let
to take her nipples
so.
Out. I still need to walk, okay? Please.
That's an egg sandwich Please. That I'd eat.
Bring me back to my school days. This is comedian Kim Ambrose, local comedian, by the way. So.
Oh, my gosh. I adore you.
Nice to meet you.
I need your follow-up.
Now, here's a little clip of Jeremy and Kim talking to Adrian Barbeau. Check it out.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm like so strapped up right now.
Aren't you cold?
I'm a little cold. I'm being a soldier.
I've got more on than you do.
Yeah, you were fantastic in Carnival. Oh my God. Yeah.
It was really wonderful.
Well, you guys stayed, where did you film that?
In Santa Clarita, which is, do you know Los Angeles at all?
A little bit.
It's about 28 miles north up the by Magic Mountain.
Okay, it doesn't even look like
Tell
that. You look like
you're working tonight at McGoobie's.
Oh, I'm working with Dom Herrera tonight out of McGoobie's Joke
comedian,
House.
Dom Herrera, he was in the movie The Big Lebowski as the driver. So.
Oh, I never saw that
comedian.
Film.
What? How's Baltimore treating you?
Fine, just fine, yeah. I mean, we're in and out really fast, but everybody's lovely.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because people can be questionable here.
Oh, I was here in 2015. I was in Baltimore for 2 weeks doing Pippin.
Oh, awesome. How was that?
Downtown. It was great. It was a wonderful experience. I
loved Other it. Than the parking, it was
downtown
fine.
Downtown area is really, you know, yeah.
Nice.
How long are you here?
Just till tomorrow.
Okay. Cool.
Cool.
Can I ask, are you still on good terms with John Carpenter?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Going to see his show in Santa Cruz in November 5th, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
When I think of the three greatest director couples of all time, I think of you, I think of De Palma and Allen, yes. And I guess the third would be Tim Burton and
oh, yes.
And
yes.
What's her name?
Yeah.
But either way.
Thank you so much. You're so
that
gorgeous.
Straight out of the fog. God bless you. You're the real broadcaster right here, so...
And here's a little something special for you quality timers. This is Kim and Jeremy walking around Monster Mania, and they caught up with Pinhead himself, straight from Hellraiser, Mr. Doug Bradley. Please note Jeremy's childhood giddiness as he talks to one of his favorite horror icons.
Oh. Should we talk to Doug Bradley?
If you want to wait in line, I'll wait.
Yeah, let's talk to Doug Bradley. Hell yeah.
I'm good.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Ask away.
Oh, you want me to be on interview now? I'm
you're
drunk.
Good. You're good at this.
Well, you How know are you I enjoying love the man and
you
I
come,
bought his
You come
book.
Here every year, yeah?
No.
No? Frequently?
Not every year.
Not every year, but you're
fairly
frequently. That's awesome.
Well, I used to come to this hotel a lot for Horror Find.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I've done Monster Mania here. I've done Monster Mania several times. Up in Cherry Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
yeah.
You've definitely done Chiller Theater, too,
yes,
probably.
Yes, so. Several times.
Are these readings that you've done, spine chillers?
They're audiobooks, classic horror stories.
That's fantastic.
13 volumes now, I think.
Where can people find those?
They can buy them at my website, which is dougbradley.com. They're also available as downloads at Audible, iTunes, Amazon.
Well, our podcast talks about horror movies a lot, and our fans would definitely be into that, so thank you for letting us know where
we
can get
that. So
it's
a lot of Poe, a lot of Lovecraft, and Ambrose Bierce, some Dickens, some Conan Doyle.
Fantastic.
M.R. James, W.W. Jacobs, which is a name no one remembers, but he wrote a lot of short stories, most of which were utter crap, except for one that everybody knows, The Monkey's Paw.
Oh, nice, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's cool.
Let me ask a quick question. Are you still good with Clive Barker? You might work again someday? Or?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, we're still good. Yeah.
But is he in good health? Is he on the fritz? Or?
He's okay.
Yeah, okay.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
I hope you enjoy Baltimore while you're here.
I will.
Our show is quality time, so.
Yes, thank you so much. No, check out his audio book.
That was too good. I had to.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome.
That was fucking awesome. He even gave his line. I'm sorry.
Yes, he didn't even ask for that. You can tell he's tired, but he wants to please people, which is beautiful. That's beautiful.
I swear, you are the fucking magnet of love. You know, it makes. I'm gonna go tranny. I'm gonna go tranny just so I can interview people.
I just look right in their eyes and I smile real hard.
And then I stretch in one of the cutlets.
Yeah, and then I whip out a cutlet. I want to know what they really think. You know, because they're probably like, God damn it, these fucking trash people out here in goddamn... How close to Dundalk are we right now?
Well, you get your best of any city you try to sell yourself
right.
in. So.
And here's Kim and Jeremy catching up with Booger from Revenge of the Nerds fame, Mr. Curtis Armstrong.
No, that's fine.
Thank you. How are you enjoying Baltimore?
Well, as far as I've seen it, which is this room, I've been enjoying it great.
And there's no murder here, so that's a plus for you.
There's no murder in the room at all.
Yeah.
That whole murder thing seems overstated to me.
Agreed. Thank you.
Know,
although
really
I grew up in a funeral home, so I might disagree with you.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but not a lot of murders.
Not a lot of more fentanyl than anything else.
Ooh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrible.
This isn't an interview about me. This is about you.
No, I'd rather talk about you. You sound a lot more interesting.
How often do you do these?
Well, this year I've been doing more than usual because I've been promoting my book. I've written
awesome.
A book called Revenge of the Nerd, which is a memoir of my
career. And so I've added book selling to the con, to I've had con events and bookstore readings.
Nice.
And so I had them here, were sold out already, but which is good.
Yeah. Where can people find your book?
It's published by St. Martin's Press. It's available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any of those. And I think it's come out pretty well. I'm pretty happy with
it. How long did it take you to write it?
About 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long time.
Well, I had a lot of research. I had kept a lot of material, like diaries and journals and letters and so on.
Oh, wow.
Going back to Risky Business and even before then.
That's so cool. So this is for, like, the fan, the one that wants to know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stories about the making of the movies, and it goes beyond that because it's also a nerd narrative, which is... I was raised a nerd. I was born a nerd. So.
What do you mean you were raised a nerd?
Well, I was just a very bookish child.
Okay,
and
right.
And I'm now a bookish adult. And so I was very nerdy when I was growing up, and then, you know, wound up becoming famous for playing a nerd.
Do what you're good at.
Well, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's basically how the idea got started.
Fantastic. People are going to love that. Our podcast is about horror movies, video games, comedy. I do stand-up comedy. Eric does, the other host does stand-up comedy, and midgets. So we have a demographic.
Sorry, what?
And midgets.
Oh.
So we have a demographic. I'm sure people will be very excited about your book.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it covers at least comedy.
Okay. One of the four.
Yes. Yeah. Although a very, very big horror fan. That was another one of my things when I was growing up, was, you know, famous monsters of film land and watching the old Universal horror films, you know, Rico and all the rest of them are gone now, I guess.
Let me ask you this question, and we won't take any more of your time. So with being a nerdish type and then enjoying horror on top of it, do you feel like that's kind of, as a kid growing up, that's kind of a way to, like, almost ostracize yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, at the time, it was, you didn't have the access to people.
Yes.
There was no internet. There were no cons. It was nothing like that. So you did, if you were lucky, you found one kid.
Right.
You know,
the
who
weird
had the
one,
same...
whose parents were divorced.
What?
The weird one, whose parents were divorced.
Exactly. Although my parents weren't. But anyway, yeah, you find them where you can, and other people tend to think that you're weird for, you know, your passions.
Yes.
And that's a big deal, and it's becoming more important, I think, more evident now, the bullying and the, you know, ostracizing of people with different interests and so on.
But then again, you have all these people here coming together.
Exactly. That was my point, was that while all of that is still an issue, you have this, and you have this community. And that's fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. You're awesome. Thank you.
In this next clip, Kim and Jeremy catch up with Rico Browning. He played the Gill Man from The Creature from the Black Lagoon, but he only did the swimming parts. Check it out.
Might not have that much time left.
How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Is it okay if we do a short interview?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of minutes. Could we just ask you some questions and record you?
Yeah,
How are you today? Are you enjoying Baltimore?
I'm in Baltimore?
Yeah.
No, I'm north of Baltimore.
North? Are you enjoying the north of Baltimore?
You got to sneak up for him.
How's your trip been?
Yell it, baby.
How's your trip been so far?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. How often do you do these conventions?
Speak up.
How often do you do these conventions?
I did 7 this year. I usually do about 4.
Oh, my gosh. So you get around.
Yeah, I get around for an old man.
That's fantastic. You how many people, how many of the younger people are coming over here to talk to you?
I'm surprised at how many there are. I guess because Universal put out the 3-pack of the creature films.
Yeah.
The kids are seeing it. But I see a lot of kids.
Well, you know, now they're making so many remake movies.
They talked about remaking the Creature movie for 20 years.
Okay.
And they still haven't done it.
Because it's not going to be as good.
I don't know. They're still talking about it.
Let me ask one question.
Yeah.
Does Clint Eastwood still remember you?
No, Clint Eastwood does not remember me.
Yeah.
He was in California when he did his scenes. I was in Florida when I did my scenes.
That's a loss on his part.
He's done quite well.
He's done okay. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Hi, you're listening to Adrienne Barbeau and Quality Time Broadcast.
What's happening right now?
Jeremy, throw your goddamn headphones on, you son of a bitch.
You piece of shit.
I'm sick of this. I'm sick and tired of it, mister. Get on here. Oh, welcome back to Quality Time.
Yay.
The Final Frontier.
The Final Frontier.
Kim and Jeremy are just back from meandering around.
Out in the roads.
Oh, my dreams came true.
Oh, my gosh.
I got turned down by Wilford Brimley.
Podcasting yes. on the fly. Where's our fourth microphone?
It's underneath here, tucked underneath. You just got to follow the millions of wires.
Did somebody want to step up?
No. First of all, I just want to recap what the hell has happened in the last.
Okay.
You know, we're wrapping up the night here. This is our last little recording
Jason.
Of the evening.
Jason.
We got Jason.
Hello.
Over here.
You this tattoo guy. My friend Katie.
Oh, I do.
Biggie.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, guy?
We got a tattoo artist that just showed up.
Hello.
Yes.
Jason from House of Madness.
Oh yeah, sweet, sweet. Did he do yours or he did your Dahmer? Did you see his Dahmer?
Sick as fuck, right?
Will you show the Dahmer one more time for Jeremy?
Oh my gosh, why is he taking his trousers down?
That's the best part of tattoos.
Look at that.
Oh my, can
Jeff
you get a picture
Boyer
of that?
Jeff,
who's got the camera?
I can do it real quick. Hold on.
Who's got the camera?
Wait.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my gosh. Is that free? Is that a card or is it a sticker?
That's amazing.
There you go.
I'm commandeering awesome. This. This is mine now.
Got him.
That is
got
awesome.
Him. Thank you.
A Jeff Boyardee tattoo. It's a picture of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Can you give the man
justice.
A movie?
Can a movie?
You
give yes. Movie?
Give him a
give
movie.
Him a movie.
He's not going to watch
the color
this.
Case?
He's not. He's
he
he's
might.
Going to... Yes!
There you go. You got a free movie for a sticker.
Heck
so.
Yeah. Quality
you.
Time Podcast.
Hell yeah.
So, wow, we didn't know how many lives he's touched that we know. He
friendship
knows this guy.
Forever.
Yeah. She did. So he did the zombie Biggie tattoo on...
Zombie
Biggie.
He's done a lot of Katie's
friend
tattoos.
The, friend
yeah,
of the show.
The Steve Zissou, he did that.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow,
fuck yeah.
You're
he's
super
good.
Talented. We are hacks and we bow in your presence. That's all we wanted to say.
All my tattoos look like prison tattoos that I put on people.
Yes.
And then they get them removed. So.
Yes.
When they wake up.
They're shows of shame.
When they wake up.
I hate all
serious.
Of them.
I hate me. I
yeah,
hate me first
I hate both
and foremost.
Of you.
Kim, while you were gone,
yeah.
There was a guy walking by, and all of us vendors back over here were looking at people walking by, and we're like, man, that's a really good cop cosplay. And then a second look, we were like, oh no, he's working. He works here. So we literally, there's a cop that walked by.
So believable.
Looking, because there's so many people dressed as like zombie SWAT people that I just assumed, oh, this gentleman with a gun seems like a completely normal person, not working, right? He's doing this for fun.
Nope.
So he's on the clock. He comes back around. I immediately flag him down.
Yeah.
I'm like, listen, got to tell you straight up. I looked at you and I thought you had the best cosplay of the night, right? Like this. He was like, no, I'm dressed like this. I was like, I know. So he looked at Jeremy's T-shirt right there.
Yes.
He sees the clown on there. He's like, oh, he's dressed as Gacy. He was like, yeah. And he's like, does he carry around lie? I was like, no. He's like, that's how I know he's bullshit. Like that.
Called you out.
Like, he called you
called
bullshit
you
immediately because you don't carry around lie with you.
I only use lie when I kiss my hand and do the burn for Fight Club. So
that's what he
only.
He
only.
Calls you. He calls you BS on that one.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
I have one other fun story to share with
okay.
you guys while you were gone.
Okay.
So there was this one. There was a lady and a guy, and that I assume it was a lady, but there was a small, I assume, woman.
Okay.
And she's dressed as Friday the 13th Part 2. So like Jason with the bag with
yes.
one eye like this, and I being the whimsical person that I am.
If that's what you want to call it.
I looked at her and I go, oh, sweet, racist Jason is here. Which is funny because she's wearing a bag on her head. By the way, she immediately goes like this. And just walks with her head down, and the guy just looks at me dead in the eye. He's just like, that's not cool. Like, seriously, not cool, all right? We were trying to have a fun time here.
Good right? job, Larry David. So good job.
I was trying to be whimsical, and now somebody hates me. Somebody's walking around
everybody
here.
Everybody isn't as sophisticated as your humor is.
What she doesn't know is I hate myself way more than she ever could.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Curb your racist observations.
So give us a Wilford Brimley wouldn't talk to you.
He
tell
wouldn't.
Me.
No. We were like, hey man, how are you? And he was like, good. And I was like, okay, well, could we get like a 1 or 2 minute interview? Or I was holding the H6 out. And he goes, are you recording on that? I was like, well, yeah, we're recording everything. Nope. He shook his facial hair briskly.
Said something about diabetes, and that was it.
Yeah,
so.
we got turned down by somebody slightly more famous than us.
I only talk to real, not imitation. Yeah. That's it. Tell me where Clark is.
But Adrienne Barbeau was super nice. She's a beautiful human.
Oh, yeah.
She's gorgeous and beautiful.
Do you know Jeremy got in trouble with Adrienne Barbeau before.
Ruh-roh.
You know that, right?
What did you do, you jackhole? She's a nice person.
No, it was Linda Blair. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Linda Blair, yeah.
There's no difference.
They're
Linda
the same
Blair,
person.
Adrienne Barbeau.
No, there was one time where...
Adrienne Barbeau was in the fog.
Yes. Thanks, Joe.
Sorry.
No, it was Linda Blair, and Jeremy was taking a video of Linda Blair while I was talking to him, and he was just like, no video, sir. No video at all. Nothing of Miss Linda Blair. We don't take anything of Linda Blair. You turn that goddamn video off right now.
And they tased me for 5 minutes straight.
Yes.
So.
After Jeremy
And that's
tased,
why I can't have children.
I know. It's weird that they go tase balls. Like
yeah.
That. Why would that be the go-to?
Straight for the balls.
Know.
That's intense.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think? I think one to the labs, one to the lips would hurt, right?
Well, does it hurt? I would fucking die. I'd throw up. I'd immediately vomit. I'd be like,
Wah! Which, by the way, Tased Balls is my name of my favorite band. So.
Tased Balls.
Oh, it's Mary. Mary's here.
Yay!
Oh, yes, we have Mary.
She's got blood on.
Fuck yeah. Lisa Bussabuss in the flesh. She came up here earlier.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, the gore table.
Hell
fuck
yeah.
Bro.
A little bit of blood. Oh, that's meant to be. Okay, good.
Michael Bean's roadie also came up to me and said that I was very hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
He loved it.
Thank you, Michael Bean's roadie.
He even told him a second joke.
Yes, I told him a second joke. I said, what's the best way to get a dog to stop humping your leg? You pick it up and suck its dick. Am I right? It works every time.
Am I right?
You had me a dog dick. Sorry.
Michael Bean loved it.
That's so cool, though. You got to tell him that you do a joke from his monologue. That's so cool.
It was cool. So it was a special moment for me.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
Do we have a microphone that we can hand to Lisa Bustabus?
Yeah,
she can tell us what movies she's been in.
Where is the microphone?
Here, I'll hand her this.
No, is it? No. Is it sitting right there? I think where's the extra mic is just sitting around here.
No,
it's like,
I don't see it.
It's plugged in.
Final mic now.
Da-da-da-da. Hey, Lisa, right. get right up close to that.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? Jeremy, ask your questions immediately.
Okay. Name your top three films that you've been in that you are very proud of.
Well, one of them was called Friday Night Bottle of Cocaine.
Yes.
Oh. Another one was Plantain Pussy Party. Both of them are by Apartment 1014 Films.
Nice.
Oh, what was the Beelzebub film that you were in?
I was in Dignado.
She's also in Dignado. Yes. But you weren't naked, so.
No.
Now, the title Dignado makes it sound like it's a Sharknado ripoff. But what it actually is, it's actually a league of nations that are actually all brought together called Dignado, where they solve world problems.
It's a
think piece thriller.
It's actually the private life of Eminem the day he turned gay, and Dignado came down on his face. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God damn it.
A little known fact.
God damn it.
God bless you, Lisa Bustabus.
Thank you, Lisa Bustabus, for checking in at the show. Thank you.
You're looking good tonight with all the blood all over you.
Gorgeous. So.
You're looking wet.
Yes, so. Covered in blood.
Slopping, ringing.
Blood right
That's
now.
How we like them.
Thank you, and David Sitbon as well.
Yes, so. David Sitbon.
Sitbon.
Thank you.
Sitbon.
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 Well, we've really bonded with, I feel like, the folks here. In closing, Kimberly Ambrose, what do you have? What do you got? Where can people find you?
Where can people find me? You know where you can find me. At Watch Me Doing This on Twitter. At Panic at the Deli on Instagram. Holler at your girl. At Die Laughing Productions on Instagram. The second Saturday shit show is free at the Auto Bar. The second Saturday of every month. Tommy Cimbazzo headlines in October. Cosplay. Bring your costume. Wear your costume. It's going to be fun. And the Judges Bench open mic in historic Ellicott City.
Hell yeah. And you can find all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Give us a go ahead and follow us on the Podbean, follow us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. We really appreciate that. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
Monster Mania!
Yeah!